One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce?
Here we go.
It's our big hit.
Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scooter bapa dee bahada woo dee
dee the twins. Appa dappa. Hat da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh, ah.
Miami. Miami. Miami.
We're boss babes.
Boss babes.
Gonna go down there and show them how to do it.
Miami
do it
Heat.
We do it big. It's hot popping in the club going fizz, fizz, fizz. Fizz.
It's because it's Miami. Ooh, it's the Miami Heat. Ha, ooh, ha, hee, ha.
Yo, this is Darcy and Stacy. This episode is the most cartoon I've seen both of them this season.
It's like they knew. It's like they knew we were going to be together again.
That's true.
And they gave us
together
joy.
Again. Y'all, she's back.
I'm back, y'all.
Whether mm-hmm. I wanted to show it to or not.
Wanted to or not. I just want to
thank you to all of our guests who pitched in with us last week.
Yes.
Kyle and Mary Payne, who did.
Mary Payne.
Mary Payne was happy from Pink Shade. Mary Payne was excited to talk about Darcy.
She was.
Very much so.
She loves her. Also, and to Ryan Bailey from
yes.
So Bad It's Good.
So Bad It's Good.
So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. Shout out to
So sad, not gay.
So sad, not gay.
So sad he's not gay.
Yes.
With Ryan Bailey.
I appreciate everybody so much. It's some of you, most of you know on social media, a lot of you don't, but my father passed away on the 19th. He's with his grandma, my grandma Hazel. And as someone said, I hope, as Jackie Wiseman, our fearless Facebook leader posted, I hope he's clogging toilets in the sky.
unclogging
toilets in the sky.
he's probably clogging them as well.
He will with the shit. He did before. He did right in the middle of MD Anderson bathroom.
You would tell me that he would clog a toilet all the time.
Yeah.
And my response was always, why not a courtesy flush?
Why not? Yeah, why not a courtesy? But because, you know, that's just not the way my dad works.
Okay.
It's not the way my dad works. So I'll speak more to it. I'm for the 90-day show in a couple of weeks. I'm still processing things, and I have a little thing I want to do for my dad, but... Moreover, I'm doing okay, and a shout out to our sissy squad.
Yes.
Because I have to say, you posting stories about my father, just read them and cried, and then I'd read them and cry some more, and it felt, as Ronnie from Watch What Crappens told me, he told me this when my dog died, and I always think it's so true, but when we lose someone or an animal or something, when we cry, it's often that's when we're kind of sometimes in the most pain, but it's also when you feel like they're the closest to you at that moment. And so I really there was just stories on that thread that I forgot all about.
Yeah.
And so, and anyway, so thank you to Sissy Megan, who I think started that.
Yes.
That was so healing to me.
And thank you guys, for those of you who are in the Sissy Squad, we've raised, I don't know how much it is now, we were close to
$4,000
to is a memorial fund to MD Anderson in Chelsea's memory. That's his father.
Chelsea
only
Raymond.
Chelsea male I've ever heard of.
Me too. But they always got very confused at MD. They call and say your mother or your wife, and I'd say that's my dad. Oh, so they always have to call him Mr. Chelsea. That's what they call him in the hospital, Mr. Chelsea, because a lot of them knew him because he had been there for like 6 months collectively over the last 16 months.
We wanted to donate in a lot of sissies, and so you guys, if you want to donate, I don't know how we could put that in the show notes.
Yeah, but you have to be in the Facebook page.
Oh, never mind.
I think.
Donate it, right?
You don't
have to be in the Facebook group.
So you can do that. And
you have to be on Facebook, I believe.
It's going to, I think, patients.
Patient care.
So it's not going to like some big conglomerate. It's
no.
Literally going to patient care. So, and if you don't want to, that's fine too. But, you know, tell a Chelsea Mars story today. So yeah. I'm doing okay. And last but not least, thank you to this bitch right here because she manned the fort. And you've had 16 months of putting up with this.
It's been a while.
It's been a lot. But as you said in our Patreon, the cancer might be real now. I don't think it's fake.
I basically said, I have to kind of concede to Occam's razor here that the simplest explanation might actually be, now, I still have a little bit of tinfoil hat that needs to see, I may actually go to the funeral because I kind of need to see that.
My Aunt Darla just sent me a picture of him in the casket because they're doing a viewing. I can show you.
Yeah. I mean, it. I don't like to be proven wrong about something, but I'll admit I'm almost there.
You're almost there.
I'm close to believing it was real.
Close to believing.
Yeah. I still don't believe most of Oklahoma is real.
No one does. I don't. And I was there for a long time. And I'm going to go back there. So just so y'all know, I am going to be in New York City. Because my father wants to be cremated, and with COVID, or his dad says COVID, they're doing
Miss Kova.
They're like backed up on funerals.
Yeah,
so I think they said they're doing like 4 today in my small town. That's a lot.
Yeah.
So anyway,
we're drive through funerals.
Exactly. Bang! Carl,
who's
that? Wave to Mary. She was sweet. Anyway, that's later in February. So anyway, I will be going to New York City because, as Chelsea Mars said,
we have live shows.
You work first,
yeah,
and you play later.
That's on his tombstone.
It's on his tombstone, y'all. He put
it
there.
I still can't believe that.
He didn't want his sons to worry about it.
I guess, but
that's
I really do. I can honestly say he would have wanted you to do that.
He would have
from what I know of him.
It's like even my cousin Kelly said, because I was upset a lot because I was in the hospital during the day, but then when I left for a bit, and when I came back is when my father passed away. And she said he wouldn't have done that in front of you. He never would have. And I said, you know what? I don't know if that's true or not, because he was pretty confused and out of it, and I really haven't talked. He really hasn't been coherent for the last like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But I think he would. But I'm okay. The last thing I said to my dad was, I love you. And he said, I love you, Matthew.
Well, there
so
you go.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad you're back.
I am too. But yeah, we'll be in New York City. And then I'll go back to Oklahoma for a month and go through my dad's God knows what's there. Got to go through all that.
Penis pump owner's manual.
Yes, exactly.
You pump it up. Like a Reebok.
My nephew, his girlfriend, we love her. And she actually texted my brother and I. She was like, so, can we harvest that penis pump? Because Dylan might need it when he gets older.
Oh, my God. That's dark. I kind of like her.
It was a moment where Brian and I were having like a really hard time. And it made us laugh so hard. So anyway,
that's
y'all.
The thing, you guys, with all this fake cancer stuff. This is the way, especially Southern people, it's the way we cope.
It's the way we
my
cope.
Whole family around death, there is just all we do is make jokes. I told this on the Patreon, but my mother, when my grandmother died, the grandmother who raised me, my mother was absolutely devastated.
Yeah. You were too.
And I was wrecked.
This is a grandma you watched Daisy Ridley Rise with.
Yeah.
This is a grandma who helped make him a gay man.
This is grandmother poodle who's had whose vicious shade
yes.
rests in me.
I loved y'all. Her name, you don't care if I say her name.
I don't care.
Her name is LaRue.
Yeah, the streets.
The streets.
So I got it honest.
I would have loved to meet. You know, once Poodle and I, we had a medium, like a psychic that could talk, and like it, she actually talked to my grandmother Hazel and all that kind of stuff. And I said, Poodle, you want to talk to your grandmother?
I'm like, oh, no. Went,
no.
No, I don't.
His eyes got so big.
I don't know what she wants to think. She'll tell me, I think. No, I'm sure she's lovely, but I didn't want the string of curse words that came out of her mouth because she had them. But she was basically in the hospital around Christmas, and my grandmother was the kind near the end of her life to threaten to die. She threatened to die several times. Not out loud, but she's like, oh God, your grandmother's going to try to die again. It's my mother. and she's like, she knows exactly how to make it the worst for everybody. And I swear to God, she'd done that for a lot of holidays and for people's birthdays. Uh-huh. And she was in the hospital again on Christmas. And she's like, my mother's like, I just knew that bitch is going to die on Christmas. And we're going to have every Christmas thinking about her. And you know what? She waited until the day after Christmas 26. And she died, which is also someone's wife's birthday, one of her sons.
Oh, wow.
So I think she was telling that. She was telling her to fuck off.
Telling your wife to fuck off.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
So anyway, y'all. So I'm very happy to be back, especially watching this show. It's so good.
This is a great episode.
Oh, speaking of New York, we still have tickets available, by the way, on Friday. A lot of you know now, y'all, but we're going to be on Thursday.
The Golden Crappies.
The Golden Crappies. Watch Ben and Ronnie in New York City.
Yes. New York City.
Their show is on. We couldn't mention it before, but now we. But their show
now
is on.
Now that I've prepared the musical cut that we're going to do.
Their show is on Thursday night, and we'll be doing our show on Friday and Saturday. Remember to be vaxxed, and New York laws could change very quickly. So if you're not boosted,
get boosted.
Now is the time, because some places are starting to require
that. Get stuck like a pig.
We don't know yet if the theater is requiring that. The best way for you to find out is to contact the theater directly, and for us that's going to be the Gramercy Theater in New York.
Yes.
As of now, they're not, I don't believe.
They're not requiring it.
Yeah, just regular vaccination.
But do it. You just with even though COVID rates are going very much down in New York City, it's remarkable. And it kind of gives us all a lot more hope that Omicron is not going to be, by no means it's going to be what Delta was.
Yeah.
And I think every news report we're saying, and Fauci says, I think Fauci was saying in a couple of weeks, Omicron will be less effective.
And they go through the alphabet. The next one starts with a P.
Turns out I was a pussy.
If they get another one, they should just call it Phil. I got Phil.
I think remember that Greek letters don't correspond to where they are in the alphabet.
I don't know. I like that one. Phil.
It's not always O, and then no, although I think it is, I think in this case, I think it is Phi. As soon as I get into something in a foreign language, even though we're recording this before people listening, I feel things starting to slow, and I go, no one's interested in this but me. Come at me if y'all do that, like at your work. Or something like that. And you'll just be talking about something. And there's just this moment of quiet that you can just feel collectively and go, no, everyone stop listening to me.
Yes.
No one's more interested. No one's interested in this.
No one's interested.
I have that a lot. And I usually feel it and feel shame about it.
It happens. All right. Okay. Any other announcements? I don't think so, right?
No. Live show in New York. I must say, I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do for our musical number.
Don't promise.
I'm still
too much.
Impressed. I'm still impressed.
We haven't done it yet, though. We could forget all the words like we did in Chicago. Thank God we did it twice.
I didn't forget any of those words.
That's not true.
I remembered all of them.
That's not true.
Maybe one chorus.
That's not true. I just did the edits in the podcast audio so it wouldn't live on forever.
I think I remember more than you. That's all it matters.
All right, y'all. It's going to be fun. We're excited.
Yeah. Go to our, if you don't have tickets yet, please, we want to see you. You can go to our Linktree on our Instagram.
Linktree, yep. I don't need Bulgarian roses.
Oh, that's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut, y'all.
Who sang Bed of Roses?
I think Kathy Mattea.
Why do almost all the songs... Why do,
gentle play. You know, I'm taking songs from Maddie's Honkin' Tonkin' mix to play at my dad's funeral.
You keep saying Honkin' Tonkin'. Isn't it Honky Tonkin'?
That's what said, Honkin' Tonkin'. And I'm using that because they said, and Aunt Darla said, oh, you want to put a Bible course verse on there? I said, no, this man never talked the Bible once. We're putting shit the bed. We're putting his sayings on this program.
I think that
we're
might
playing
be,
daddy's hands because he wanted it.
That might be one of the worst things when people who were not religious have to have religious funerals.
We are having that at Emmanuel Baptist Church, but that's just because it's the biggest venue where everybody can spread out.
I always feel like that the dead person would comes out of the ground and just go, well, God damn it. I didn't want any of this fucking religious shit.
I'm not in my house.
You're not going to save them, y'all. They're dead.
They're dead. And do what they want. That's what I'm saying. Do what they want.
That happened a couple of times growing up. And I remember, like, I went to funerals of people, and I'm like, I know they weren't religious. Why is someone singing the old rugged cross?
I do love going to funerals where you can tell the preacher didn't know this person at all.
Yes,
and they and weren't a like, great person.
They're like, Bill was a complicated man. Very few people actually knew him.
Yeah, looking at their hand, yes. In fact,
things that his wife has told me.
Bill. Yes, things his wife, always say that. His wife told me.
Yeah, I mean,
hats off to preachers that do that. That is like improv on another level.
That's the thing. You guys, even if you're not, decide who you want to, if you're going to give a funeral, decide who you want to speak and make sure they know you.
Oh, my dad's best friend of 50 years is speaking.
But I'm saying, as someone who's played and sung at so many funerals, you're exactly right. That happens so much.
Yeah.
Where either a preacher or like some, even like, they're like, they don't even know them and it's the coldest thing.
Yeah. You know, I'll just, if you go before me, I'll just get your grinder and like, I'll just ask your favorites to come speak.
That's perfect.
Because that's where you did your
best. They're starred.
They're starred. That's where you did your best work, where everybody remembers you by.
And now we're going to call up Power Top 25XXX. I hope my parents are dead. I really do. God, I really hope they're dead. And everyone who's at the funeral will go, oh, yeah, he's good. He's very good.
It's good. And they'll say, next up is Power Bottom. No! No! You didn't know him at all.
Fraudacity!
Fraudacity. All right, we got to get into this.
I'm just a hole.
I'm just a hole.
Okay, y'all, this is episode 3.
Yes.
Crowned and Miami Bound.
Miami Bound.
We are at the pageant. It's Aniko's pageant time.
Yes.
And Darcy's like, I gotta be extra loud so she can hear us. Because
can't go back there. For some reason it's against the rules. Don't know why.
I have a feeling that Aniko told her it was.
I think that it actually is against the rules. I know this because, y'all, I've done coaching in the pageant world.
Yeah.
I remember when my friend was Miss East Texas.
I knew you. I actually was. It's not that I didn't want you to be at last episode. I'm like, if he was here, all you would hear about is him fucking pageant coaching. And I was so happy to have moved on from it.
Well, now I'm going to talk about Miss Commerce. And they wouldn't let me backstage. Even when I told them, I lied and said I was her brother. Just so they would try to let me backstage.
You said, I'm her boyfriend.
No, I didn't say that. I knew that one wouldn't work. But I said, I'm her brother. And they said, I'm sorry, family can't go back there. We've had too many problems.
What would happen? Because they would stress them out?
Oh, can you imagine if pageant mothers were back?
Yeah, you're right.
They'd
be
horrible.
Sense. So y'all,
Darcy would start talking smack to other mothers.
Did you just go somewhere when George is like,
Yes, I organized small pageant in Bulgaria.
What?
And then I organized bigger pageants, so I know I like pageants. I do lots of pageants.
I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Now, either, I need this on video.
Either they're made for one another, Darcy and Georgie, or he was talking out of his fucking ass.
I don't think he was. I think he's done that. I kind of think they might be made for the... made for one another.
Is it possible that Georgie has had a much more cosmopolitan life than we thought?
Possibly. I think they're perfect for each other, I've decided.
So
he's going to therapy.
That's true.
I feel like
Darcy's face in that therapy session, by the way. Just... and yes,
I hear you.
And at one point, she just starts to cry and her face swells up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Every time she cries, her face puffs up more than it's possible.
Worse than flying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yo, the Silva twins, we do find out later, have a thing where they fly, they immediately puff up like puffer fish.
They do puff. Maybe we will start doing that.
Maybe.
Y'all, we were packing up merch today, and it was like a fucking comedy of errors, and Poodle almost tripped four times, and I looked at him and I said, are we just younger Silva
yes.
twins?
Because yes.
I think we are.
So, y'all, Stacy and Florian show up, and Stacy's lashes...
Oh, man.
These are so extreme.
They're a lot.
Not really on all the way.
No.
And they're so long that it takes, like a half second to close them.
Yeah.
Like, she has to kind of... she has to anticipate when she wants to blink.
Yes, it's a lot. she's like, blink.
Because Darcy's looks good. But Stacy's are too much.
They're too much.
Yeah.
They're too much.
So they are, and Aniko is, Stacy, by the way, she's like, still not liking Georgia going to Miami. Still don't think he's earned it. But Daddy Silva comes in his normal white shirt. I'm like, I'm glad we've dressed for the occasion.
Very Kabbalah.
Is that what they wear?
Yeah. Remember that's when all they would wear white and they'd wear the little red. You don't remember?
No, I remember Kabbalah.
That took me back, because remember when we first moved to L.A., Kabbalah
was... Everyone
was
into Kabbalah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And people would go by... They wanted to just see...
That's so chuggy.
They just wanted to see Madonna at that place on Robertson.
Yes. I think I'm using that right. Chuggy?
Didn't you and our roommate, Sissy,
We desperately wanted to get into Kabbalah. Yeah.
You were such a star fucker.
We were. So, I will say... Aniko looks gorgeous.
She does, although she does. But this is the way they all look. There's so much makeup.
Yeah. I think that's pageants.
But it's just, no, what's Pat, y'all, again, when I coached pageants back in East Texas at Miss Commerce, I'm not going to have to say it again, am I? Women did not wear this much makeup.
Oh, and Miss Pickens, you slathered your face.
You slathered, but this, I just, women. Now at these, like, they all look like, I can't tell the difference between them
and drag
or
queens.
Drag queen.
Yeah, the contouring.
That's so much contouring. Yeah. I just can't even tell. And something's beeping.
Oh, that's the lets me know that there's something in the microwave.
Oh, okay.
Even though I kept it to be warm.
Okay. Well,
it's probably gonna do that 10 times.
That's fine. It won't bother me.
It'll bother me, but that's okay.
It's just so much. And she looks like she's 28 years old.
She does. That's kind of what kind of rubs me the wrong way is they don't look like kids. They don't look like teenagers.
I also don't think that they're... I don't like to throw stones at pageants, but throw rhinestones at them. But I don't think this is part of the Miss America
pageant. No, this is
I think
Miss
this is
USA.
Part of Mrs. Teen. This is the one that Donald Trump used to own and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that because of him, but I'm just saying, y'all, they don't have a talent competition in this one.
No.
It's not a reputable pageant. This is for pretty girls who can't do anything. Sorry. Miss America is a scholarship pageant.
True. Speaking of pretty girls who can't do anything, Miss Congeniality. Y'all, that means we like you a lot, but
like you a lot.
You're just not the prettiest girl here.
No. So
did you love how Darcy is just like grabbing onto Stacy's hand?
Yeah.
Just like Darcy's looking for Stacy.
This is literally what Darcy has dreamt of for her child. Some people want their daughter to go to college. Some people want their daughter to become a doctor. Darcy wanted her daughter to enter a pageant.
Yes.
And be a pageant queen.
And she's screaming that prehistoric bird. Because her cords are just so desiccated. They're so dried out and raspy.
Yeah.
I need
water.
So, y'all, big spoiler alert, Aniko wins Most Photogenic, and I thought if there was a thing besides winning that she could have won, it would have been that she takes photos,
because that's
like the Silva twins do.
And you know what? As Darcy says, she's running for the best. And Stacey's like, she's running for her aunt, too. Don't be knocking me, sister. Learn from me.
It does all of a sudden turn into like two Borscht Belt Brooklyn comedians. Mm-hmm. Or,
mm-hmm. Hey, I don't know. What you gonna do there, Shecky? Exactly. That's basically what they...
Who are you calling mean? Who are you calling a blonde?
And so now Georgie is there. You know, he wants to support. And everybody's... Talk, and even Daddy Silva's like, I'm not going to talk about that right now. We're all here to just support Aniko. So, yeah. So, she won Most Photogenic, and she comes... Do you love it? She comes out after the end, and I will say, she looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
That dress that she's wearing.
Oh, she the knew evening how to, like, gown thing, yeah.
She knew how to do the flip, and you know, they do fitness now, because they don't do swimsuit anymore.
Yeah. I like that. I think it's much better.
I like the two. I don't think it's...
It's basically
also
the same thing.
They didn't... I think Miss Teen or Miss USA, because this is part of the Miss USA conglomerate, I think. I believe they ask an interview question. They did not ask an interview question.
They did not, or they didn't show it.
Wait, I need to find out when Miss America comes on. I think it comes on CMT, and I'll do a watch and chat with sissies for that. That would be fun for me. Oh, I'd love it.
You're gonna say that now, and you'll forget about it.
I'll forget what it is.
And then everyone will read you.
When you see that it comes on, let me know so I can organize it.
No, you won't, because you'll forget about it.
Tell me like a month ahead.
And you'll say, oh my God, I have this.
No, it's fun. It'd be fun. And, you know, because I used to do, did I tell you that I used to do pageant parties?
No,
did you
we
know
need
that?
To move on.
No, I did. Real quick. I used to do pageant parties. So people would come
over. I hate this.
People would come over to the house, and I would take 50 balloons and put all the states on them. Well, they are whatever, 51, 52.
Oh, you mean a pageant viewing party?
Yes. And so they would come over to watch Miss America, not Miss USA. And so they'd come over to watch, and then everybody would show up. And then it's so much fun, because when the women get voted off, I give everybody pins, and we just pop the balloons. So when they're all, and then we get to the top 10, and everybody then gets a balloon, and whoever wins gets crowned Miss America at the house. It was so much fun.
Okay.
Well, I might do it this year. That'd be fun.
Another thing to say I might do, and you'll forget
about. Would
you
come?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to be busy that night.
Anyway, y'all,
I'll be doing my taxes.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Oh, something.
So y'all, let me
I'll
know.
I'll definitely be unoccupied.
I think it airs on CMT now, so let me know.
Good God. Even networks. We can't even run the Miss America pageant.
Oh, no, nobody watches.
That's true.
Nobody watches.
I just picture like Peterman from Seinfeld hosting it or something. That's what I...
He did for many years.
I think I did. I think you're right.
Yeah. Then Donny Osmond did it a lot.
Yeah, I could see him doing it too.
He was great. Also, Nick Lachey. But I think he did Miss Teen.
That sounds
Miss
right.
Miss USA.
We got to move on.
We got to move on.
Please.
We got to move on.
I'm so glad I don't have to talk about pageants anymore.
Well.
So, y'all, Stacey and Florian... They are getting ready to go to Miami. And Florian's getting, I don't know. I don't like these.
And he's like, she's like, babe, do I look good? Do I look good, babe? I got my gold top up gold, Miami. Are you excited?
I don't like
go to Miami.
Shirt.
Get me. And then Stacey says, let's do a pop quiz, Florian. I'm going to give you a Miami pop quiz. And I think I'm going to make Poodle do a reality gaze theater to this.
I love when I have to play both parts. Very good. I'll be playing both the dual role of Stacey and Florian.
And action.
Oh, Florian, here you go. Try this shirt on. It's really good.
I no like Golden Lizard. No, I'm no Golden.
No, it's like this. Everyone wears it. It's Miami. It's like everything's fun. You know, like you're like looking like fresh. You're like looking snatched, and it's like everything. Everyone's having a good time.
No, I no like.
Floyd, do you know where Miami is? Let's do a pop quiz. What state is Miami located in?
I mean, no, no. I could tell you every name of principality in Albania. I cannot tell you. Is Tampa State?
No. It's in Florida. Is it? Is Tampa a state? I don't know. Florida is Tampa a state? Anyway, how many states are there in the U.S.?
I don't know, Stacey. I don't pass citizenship.
No, it's 51 states.
Really?
Producer, how many states are there?
How many states are there, Stacey, again?
51. 51.
51?
51. Puerto Rico's a state.
It's not a state. We've got 50.
Oh, am I wrong? I don't know. Maybe it's been a state. You just have done your research.
Insane.
Maybe it should be a state.
I love that when she said it's 50, Stacey, instead of like laughing at her mistake, she just went straight face. Okay, 50.
She did.
Like she was just like not going to acknowledge that.
They're neither of them are. If someone is coming at them with something that's not right, they will immediately correct themselves. But it's not funny to them.
It's not.
They don't enjoy laughing at themselves unless they themselves are making fun of it.
Yes.
It's really interesting.
Well, they were called Monchichis.
It's true.
They would feel bad about it.
But no, that just tells you psychologically they're both terrified in a way
yes.
of getting made fun of.
Yes.
And weirdly, this is what happens on a daily basis for the show they're on.
Yep.
So they've developed this kind of weird thick skin. I don't know. It's, oh God. So y'all, they're going to a party. Is it Debbie who has the bar or Raina?
The bar. Debbie, they go to the restaurant.
Is it a restaurant? Cause it seems like it's Debbie's. That's what she said. Or
oh,
something.
Is it? I missed that.
I was like, it would be appropriate for Raina to have a bar.
It would be. Actually, I can.
It's my wife bar.
It's my bar. I'm going to Google it now because we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And I won't Google it, but no, we are going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, Bed of Roses is actually by Faith Hill's that song, Take Me As I Am.
Yes. And yes. Also, it could be the Bon Jovi one.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Lay you down in a bed of roses.
We're going to have some New Jersey people come, I bet, to a New York show. I saw Bon Jovi with our friend Bridget Green in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I was a little scared.
Hopefully you'll wear something appropriate, Jersey people. I can't start in on it.
I was only scared just because there looked like a lot of guys that were hot, but that also would beat me up.
Ooh, they're hot.
Because they were like Bon Jovi. Ooh.
Ooh. I love a good Jersey boy.
Y'all, so they're going to this party. We don't know.
As long as he's not mob affiliated. Oh, God. Spent my time there, not looking to go back.
You know what I found out?
What?
I was talking to my Uncle Leonard, and just I've been talking to family.
No,
and all
I can't
this.
Do no. any more of this fucking Ardmore shit.
Do you know what? My Uncle Andy, A.W., he did the one that ran for governor, but then got kicked out of the state.
Yeah.
He couldn't be in the state for to vote for himself. But anyway, Uncle Andy did some shady shit.
You don't say.
Made a million, lost a million. But apparently, he got an invitation to... the mob guy, Gotti.
John Gotti.
He got an invitation to his funeral.
Wow.
You got to do some shit.
You think.
That's what he said. He said he got an invitation. I never saw it.
Gotti. John Gotti.
John Gotti, yes.
Not Gaudi.
Yeah, not Gaudi. Who's that? The artist, right? Yeah. Anyway, I think Uncle Andy was in the mob.
Okay.
They did call Ardmore Little Chicago.
We'll move on by saying Georgie's talking to Daddy Silva too, yeah. And he's like,
"Darcy,
so it's nice weather."
Darcy, they get out of the car, and Darcy says at one point, "Is no one gonna tell me how I look?" And they're like, and the girls are like, "You look beautiful, Mom." And they're like, anyway, so they walk away. Yes, and so Georgie he is nervous talking to Daddy Silva.
Speaking of mob. Danny Silva can break your wrist with one finger.
Doesn't even know. And as he says, "Look, you really need to get along with the kids because I had an ex-wife. She didn't get along with my kids.
She didn't like my kids. And,
she didn't like my kids. Didn't go good.
No one's really heard from her.
Can't find her anymore. Hate for that to happen to you.
Just don't go in the swamp about 5 miles from my place.
Yeah,
wouldn't go there.
Yeah."
So that was a weird thing to say.
It was
my last wife. She didn't like the kids.
Didn't like my kids.
So something had to be done about her.
Can you imagine? Honestly, can you imagine how terrible Darcy and Stacy are to a stepmother? They would,
and they're not easy.
They're not. No,
no,
no, no. Anyway, so they talk, and so, but you know, he brings up that they went to therapy, and he's like, "Yes." And so he said, "Well, just." This time, make an effort with the kids. Make an effort with the kids.
Because he really hasn't.
He really hasn't. So, which, at the same time, though, Darcy was keeping that separate.
She was.
She said she was doing that on purpose.
And she kind of micromanages when she is with him.
Yes.
With the kids. Yes. So, yeah.
Because the girls are with their dad.
Yep.
We don't know when, but they are.
Yeah. He's just not on the show.
Exactly. So... Daddy and Georgie go, and before they go sit down, and Darcy says, "Hey, where are my girls at, Debbie Raina? Hey,
hey,
it's so good to see you. Just real quick, just want to let you know, Georgie's here."
And they're like, "Oh." And Debbie Raina's like, "Fine, I don't care if he's here or not. Fuck everybody else. We love Darcy.
Fuck the rest."
And Debbie's like, "Fine, we're not talking."
And she says,
"We'll be nice. We'll be nice.
Girl, your decision is your decision." And Darcy goes, "Okay."
And it's
the
like,
way she said "okay" was just like, "Okay." And her face. Oh,
she hates confrontation. So, y'all, Florian and Stacy arrive with Nana. And all of a sudden, they're like, "Go, Nana. Get turnt."
Uh-uh.
And Nana starts dancing. They love to humiliate this woman on camera.
You've got.
I don't know why.
Have you watched Inside the Show yet? Have you done that?
No,
I forgot.
Crap.
Because they had some last season where they have outtakes of their Nana, of them, her in the back seat, just pointing out everything in the city the way a parent does.
Oh my God.
And it's driving Darcy and Stacy fucking bonkers, and it's amazing. She's like, Oh, that's the golden thing. Remember where your friend Charisse? And they're like, "Yes, Mom." Yeah, it's so good.
So,
I didn't watch the one this week. I forgot.
Then I don't know where we are because this restaurant is kind of, there's an AstroTurf.
Well, I think they made an event maybe.
We have pool toys.
It,
like ring toss.
This is the shittiest Miami party I ever
did. Is it meaning like this is a beach party because they're going to Miami?
And like Stacey has a couple of like flamingos that we don't see. It doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Doesn't look
good. The theme was soft pedaled, is what I'm saying.
It was half assed.
Yeah. I was saying that in a nice way.
Yeah. I wasn't, because if you're going to go with a theme, you've already heard about my Miss America theme. I haven't even gotten into the decorations.
So, no. I'm saying no. And they're saying, Georgie, put a ring on your girl. Come on, Georgie, put a ring on your girl.
And Darcy's like, we didn't have anything to put a ring on, so I used my foot. I'm a creative woman. I just used my foot. She acted like by sticking her foot out for people to throw in a ring on it, she invented fire.
Then they say, because they're going to go to, they're going to do their model. They're going to do their walk, and they're talking about, last time we walked, Stacey was just, I looked back, Stacey was down on the ground.
He's like, yeah, boo, well.
And they're like, what's wrong?
Didn't know what happened that day.
Why does it happen with like us wearing heels and like wheeling around?
Yeah, Stacey immediately says, that's the same day you lost your shoe in the escalator. And y'all.
Oh, God, remember?
Remember
they showed a
when
clip.
Darcy, that's the first season of Before the 90 Day, isn't it?
Yes.
When Darcy fucking got her, that was Darcy with dark hair.
Cheap ass heels. That's when she was in Klingon warrior phase.
Yeah. Those heels got, that was one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen.
Heels got in there.
Oh.
So y'all, they're gonna walk, and they're like, we're gonna do a runway walk. We're gonna show it to you. Here we go. Boss babes. Here we go.
Boss babes.
No competition when it comes to a runway walk for us.
No competition at all, right, Stace?
Keep your eyes. Then all of a sudden it's like, keep your eyes on the prize. They're just making up songs of their sayings now.
They're like, eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize.
Manifesting bitches. Manifesting boss babes.
We dreamed about the prize and we got it in our eyes. Boss bitch.
Then.
You know what? That was too good. They didn't rhyme.
No. Then they go immediately to in the moment where they're like, yeah, we're in LA. We always want to be recording stars. This is when I was started just laughing like a fool through it.
And one of our friends said, yeah, you guys have promised you should come in and record.
So we got into the studio and like people were like, we got to record you. And that's when we did Do It Big. I think they're messing this up because it should have been Lock Your Number that they did first.
Because y'all can't find Do It Big.
No. I still say, it's another conspiracy theory, I still don't think it's real.
It's not on Spotify, which is weird because Lock Your Number is.
Yes. Lock Your Number is sadly real.
It had 431 listens last month. I looked today. I listened to
it. I think 430 of those were troll listens.
It's true.
And one of them was Darcy.
Or it's just Darcy and Stacey playing their song over
yes,
and over.
That's it.
It was that song.
Song
of the summer. And Darcy's like, yeah, we recorded Do It Big. And she's like, it was on the radio. Streams.
And you notice how they talk over each other on the radio? Streams. And the clubs. It was in the streams. People come up to us and say, Silver Twins, love your song. Love your song, Do It Big.
Woman heard it in a laundromat. The one girl, remember that girl at Burger King?
They played at my niece's quinceañera last week.
Uh-huh. Insurance Radio America. That's played it.
But y'all, they were saying, Stacey was saying people would stop them on the street.
I don't think they stopped them for the song.
No.
I think they stopped them because they were on 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
And that's where we get, y'all, that's where we get the fraudacity from, or not fraudacity, but Aniko basically finally reading her mom
like,
and her aunt.
Do It Big is choogy. It's like not trendy. It's cringe.
Did you know what choogy meant?
I
did not.
I did. I had to look it up before she said it.
So it means that something's out of style.
Yes.
So
it's lame. Yeah.
Yes. So
it's choogy.
I fully admit that Poodle and I
did not know how to
choogy.
Say it. Actually,
it's like you
choogy as I said it.
Choogy.
Choogy.
No, choogy. Like, choogy. I thought it would be choogy.
Choogy.
I thought it was choogy for you to think there'd be a dollar pizza slice in New York, but apparently there still is.
I told you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
You really would get so upset.
When the dollar slice goes from New York City,
you'll never go back.
We'll have lost a bit of America.
But,
and I'll say this again, dollar pizza is not the best pizza you're ever going to eat.
No.
It's not bad. Because like sex, no pizza's ever really bad. Unless it's like,
Unless it's some of the Chinese pizza that I had, and they didn't know what they were doing.
That was bad.
Pizza, but at Pizza Hut, pizza's very good. It's very nice. But if you ate like pizza that you would find like at a restaurant, they're like pizza, and they would like serve you a slice. I'm like, this is bad. This is like a pita with some tomato sauce on it and cheese that's not melted.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's bad. Yeah. It
was hurtful. You don't want to go back to China, do you?
I love China.
I know, but it was hard.
It was very hard.
I think you I would only stay at a terrible time of year.
Yeah, I think I would only stay in cities I wanted to go to instead of places they hired me to go to.
Because y'all never really went to any of the big, big cities, did
no,
you?
No, we went to Shanghai and we went to Beijing. Yeah, all
oh,
of it.
Oh, you went to those two. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of big cities, but it was like the travel schedule was a little rigorous. So.
And then the pandemic.
And the pandemic.
That made it a little rough.
Perish the thought.
Perish the thought.
So they are, after that, y'all, after the screaming of, lock your number, they just kind of, they kind of sputter and spin out with all their hits. And they, everyone's kind of watching, like, who's going to stop them?
Daddy Silva. Well, actually, Debbie is kind of like,
she is.
Clapping
I
along.
Love it. I love my friends.
Daddy
my friends
Silva totally's just putting his head down, shaking his head. Now, speaking of y'all, they go, we already know that Daddy Silva bought this huge house in yep. Connecticut. But this is when they say Daddy's selling his house so he can retire. So I still think they're gonna move in with him.
Yeah.
Why would
it make sense?
He is single. Why would he buy this? Y'all, that we saw the pictures of the house. It looks, it's a fucking mansion.
Yeah, it's been revealed where he lives.
It's beautiful. I think they're all going to live together.
Probably.
So so he's selling his house so he can retire, and they're going through their stuff because y'all remember Darcy and Stacy already lived with him before when they had kids.
Yeah.
They all lived in one little Silva house.
Silva bunch.
Living the twin life.
Yes.
That? Their,
yes,
the
twin life.
The twin life.
Which has a sizzle, but never went to series. You can see the twin. If you Google the twin life on YouTube,
yeah,
you can see the sizzle. That you could see Darcy's ex-husband.
Yes.
I don't think you see Stacy's.
No, and you don't see their kids.
You do not see their kids at all.
No, you don't. Because Stacy has two boys.
Yeah.
But
who I'm pretty sure... the husband says they will never appear on camera.
Well, they decide after they're 18, because I think they're actually older than Aniko and Aspen.
Maybe. I don't know.
They just don't want to do it.
Possibly.
But she never posts. I mean, she's never posted a picture one of those kids.
That's true. So that's very true.
Yeah.
Huh. So they're talking about decluttering their lives, of course. And they're like, and y'all, Daddy Silva asks what the theme of, and in a very succinct method, they're like,
well, it's light 11.
It's angels.
It's light.
It's like
it's power.
Never give up. Manifest your dreams.
No, it's not even manifest your dreams. She says, it's light, power, manifest. And I went, no, manifest, just the word is not a theme.
Y'all.
Manifesting.
These are like you threw like candy heart, Valentine hearts of Darcy and Stacy and just pulled out. And so you're like, stay in your power.
It's a power
never
number.
Give up. Manifest.
It's a power never. Yeah, that's what it is for us.
And Darcy's like, I'm a manifester. She's a manifester. We're the manifester.
I'm a manifester. Wouldn't you like to be a manifester too?
And Daddy Silva finally says, and he's like, enough with that bullshit. So here's the thing. And then at one point, Stacy just looks at Darcy and goes, strength!
Strength!
They have a very limited vocabulary.
They do. And Daddy Silva just says, look, I'm not paying
I ain't
this.
Giving you any more money,
how
girls.
Is your budget? And Darcy says, and she says in the moment, she's like, that's true. Our dad was our angel investor. Y'all, when someone says they have an angel investor, that means their mom and dad gave them money.
100%.
100%. That's what it means.
Or you fuck somebody for that money.
Yep. That's what it means.
Not that I know anything about it.
Well, that's
my anal investor.
Yeah, well, your angel investor bought your fuck machine.
It's awful. It's often my anal investor.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Apparently, we find out when they went to L.A., they went over the top. They like
no.
They, I know. They got luxury cars.
They did it big.
Luxury hotels. They got a... Stacy's like, guess we didn't need an office in Beverly Hills.
I can just see them just like burning through money. I can see
them being those people of, y'all, everything is appearances to them.
And so it's the problem,
you think you need to work in this space because appearances.
And LA really makes you think that that's very important. And
it,
you have
it really
to,
does.
You have to decide, because everyone around you is doing it, and you kind of either have to decide, I'm okay wearing Old Navy.
Yeah.
And, or I'm okay not eating at...
the Ivy
at Perch all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Ivy's just touristy. No one
I know
goes
it
there.
Is now, but
or I'm okay not eating at Nobu.
Yeah.
Or like any place you see the housewives go, y'all, that's not really accessible for most people.
I mean, it can, but you can't pay your rent that month
right,
if you eat
right,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But so they are, they
said they're going to do better.
Yeah. So they're,
in fact, Stacey's saving money with Florian waxing her.
I don't know why this was so funny to me. All the treatments they get, and she lets Florian do everything.
Florian, and she says, Florian grooms me.
So I just picture a monkey picking the insects out of this.
Jesus, Lord, your eyelash.
How do you keep having bugs in face?
So she says, Florence, she says, well, she said, I wanted my body to look good for a swimsuit. And she's like, Florian doesn't like it when I show off the skin.
I got stretched to have this body.
She's like, I'm going to show it. And then she says, our friend Michael Benz is going to be there.
And that's when he's like, no, I'm not like that. And you guys, Florian is an Eastern European man and is going to be weirdly jealous every time.
So, and she's, and Florian says,
like, only I look Stacey.
I love it. He said, am I coming? And Stacey went, no.
No.
She just full on said,
she
no.
knows.
And he goes, what the fuck you talking about?
And it's interesting because that sounds so non-negotiable for him that he would ever be he would ever be alone with another man who wasn't with somebody else. And she is.
They show a picture of Michael Benz too.
I'd be surprised. You know what he looks like?
We saw kind a little bit of him next week.
Kind of looks like if they took like an 80s punk, early 90s punk person, DJ, and he got really dried out in something, and then it rained on him and it rehydrated him.
Yeah, a little bit.
He kind of became rehydrated, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
Kind of like a twisty DJ.
Yes, I agree with
so
that.
So fake.
Almost like a, yeah. Or like he was a Smurf before and it rehydrated
him. Yeah, something.
And so he grew to an adult but now has that blue hair.
He's going to be ridiculous, y'all.
He's going to be ridiculous.
Also, they barely know him.
They met him once. They met him once.
It's because they're people, y'all, to be friends with Stacey and Darcy, you can't be as extra as they are.
No.
Like, Raina and Debbie are pretty extra, but they're by no means as crazy as the Silver Twins are.
I think this Michael guy is.
Yeah. So they are, Darcy is
she has a whole suitcase full of sunglasses.
Yes.
She's just
boho chic.
Boho chic. And so
they don't even know what that term
means.
They
don't know.
And they read it somewhere.
They read it somewhere. Georgie and her are having this sweet moment. Like, he's wearing this white shirt. He looks good in it. And he's like, I'm Superman. And she's like, wow, Superman. You're my Clark Kent. You're Superman. Gonna save a relationship.
That was the cringiest thing.
Gonna save a relationship.
My jaw dropped. And I was like, you're trying to make a joke. But it was so gross. And even Georgie went, that's not cool.
That's not good.
Yikes.
But she said, Darcy's like, Miami's going to be good for us. Remember our first date in Miami? Remember we had a lot of fun?
Remember that first date? Ooh, got hot and heavy.
Got to get that spice back. Ooh, Miami Heat, baby. Ooh, come here. Come here. Hoo-ha.
You're turning into Rick from Miami after a while.
Miami.
And Erica with her coke box up her nose.
Let's just end this. They land in Miami.
Did you love it when they land? And at one point, I squealed out. And one point, Darcy just looks over at Stacey. And she's like, I got chills. And Stacey's like, I got chills.
And she's like, yeah, I got chills. Do you feel them? She's like, I did.
Manifesting something.
Did you feel it? Yeah.
God, they're so ridiculous. So they get to their Airbnb.
Hoot and a holler. It's Miami Heat.
They get and Josh's like, hold on, I'm stuck to the leather. Because she's obviously put on so much lotion or whatever it is. She can't move her leg from the leather.
No, and nothing really happens. They all hang out in the pool. Georgie has this nice moment with Stacy where he's spraying her with the water hose.
Remember, they're dunking up. They're puffy and swollen. Stacey's from like, flying, yes. As they said.
Stacy said, we got cankles. We got cankles. We call them cankles.
They now, say they're cankles like no one's ever said the word cankles.
It does sound like they're inventing cankles. Captain Y'all, Sandy invented constructive
and
criticism.
If you've ever gone to church with your mother, you've heard the word cankles.
Yes, that's true.
Because she said that about someone.
There goes cankles.
I bet your mother pointed it out on so many people.
Look at it. She looks like she's a trunk of a woman. My mother said that about
Wow.
a woman.
Wow. That's horrible.
She's a tree trunk of a woman. My mother loved to refer to women, other women. For men, she would say there's things like ugly as homemade sin, or they're this face like a frying pan, mm-hmm. things like that. For women, it was always criticizing their bodies.
Yes.
But like a tree trunk, a
bean pole.
Yes.
My mom. Yeah.
Brutal.
Just horrible.
It's a boomer thing.
We laugh
to
at
do
it,
that
but
for
it's
women's
a horrible
bodies.
Thing.
Yeah.
I don't think women, I hope women don't do that now as much.
The people, women of that age do.
I mean, but the younger generations of women.
I think.
Although people are horrible on social media.
I think there's a pushback. I think women are saying we don't want to talk about other women's bodies. But I think the culture we live in of think about the like housewives culture.
Yeah,
it's hard to get away from it. I think there is a movement not to do that though. Definitely.
I hope so.
Yep.
Anyway.
So that's basically it. Georgie tries to turn the hose on, and it's like the hose's got a mind of its own, like a 10-inch dick.
Yep. And Stacy's traumatized because she got hit in the mouth with that hose. And she's like, you better be careful with the hose. And I went, agreed.
Yes.
Poodle chipped his tooth and won a dick, too.
I know. Never know. Occupational hazard.
Never know. Apparently, you can't jump off a trampoline onto someone's cock, Poodle.
Trying to get that merit badge.
Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
You can go to realitygaze.com for all of our show information. Go to our Linktree link to buy tickets to our New York City show and also our LA show coming up at the end of February. And we have Portland, Seattle, Atlanta,
and
Nashville, DC, Philly.
More tour dates announced after very soon, we promise.
Yes, more tour dates coming. Y'all, I was going to say the wrong thing. If you, y'all, we know it's a little cold outside, so just imagine you're in Miami, imagine you're sitting around a bunch of men. If you just think on it so hard, you'll imagine that you're in this warm, beautiful place. All you have to do is
manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.